Now, what is the difference between prognostic and predictive markers? Well, prognostic factors, they tell you something about the natural history of the disease. So what's the prognosis of the patient after local regional therapy alone? And so in the absence of a factor, the patients do very well, and in the presence of a factor, they do poor. And so a prognostic factor tells you who should receive adjuvant systemic therapy, but it doesn't tell you what this patient should receive, so how she should be treated. And for the second question, how should this patient then be treated, we need predictive factors. So predictive factors in the ideal situation do not tell you anything about the outcome of the disease, but they do tell you the outcome of a certain subgroup that has a certain factor in their tumor and how the prognosis will change after a certain treatment. And a good example of a predictive factor is HER2 amplification. We know that these patients really benefit from the addition of trastuzumab, while the HER2-negative patients don't. And another good example is the hormone receptor status.